Now, how can we think about health behaviors to think about savings? Well, think about smoking, for example. Smoking is, in some deep sense, negative savings, right? If savings is current pain in exchange for future pleasure, smoking is just the opposite. It's current pleasure in exchange for future pain. What we should expect, then, is the opposite effect, and that's exactly what we find. Futureless language speakers are 20 to 24% less likely to be smoking at a given point in time compared to identical families, and they're going to be 13 to 70% less likely to be obese by the time they retire, and they're going to report being 21% more likely to have used a condom in their last sexual encounter. I could go on and on with the list of differences that you can find. It's almost impossible not to find a savings behavior for which this strong effect isn't present. My linguistics and economics colleagues at Yale and I are just starting to do this work and really explore and understand the ways that these subtle nudges cause us to think more or less about the future every single time we speak. Ultimately, the goal, once we understand how these subtle effects can change our decision-making, we want to be able to kind of provide people tools so that they can consciously make themselves better savers and more conscious investors in their own future. Thank you very much.